Well, it remains to be seen whether Stuart crops up in some other guise in the future. But one person who has retrained and started a new career is Edwina Goody. And Edwina is proof that age is no barrier to retraining or changing jobs. Here's Rosemary with Edwina's story as told to Rachel Banham.
Edwina Goody is a firm believer that life is what you make it. With a wealth of experience working with the public, in direct sales, social care and in hospitality, including organising and running weddings, Edwina has now started her own business, Perfect Moment Ceremonies, working as an independent celebrant. Her role means that, once the legal formalities have been completed at a register office, she is able to create a bespoke wedding or civil partnership celebration ceremony for the happy couple. Edwina, 72, also offers renewal of marriage or civil partnership vows ceremonies and commitment ceremonies without the legal element. For babies and children, she offers naming ceremonies and welcoming ceremonies. Edwina, who lives near Long Stratton in Norfolk, recalls how the pandemic was an eye-opener for her. "I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't see anyone. I couldn't do anything," she explains. "I was really searching for something because I thought, we're going to come out of this eventually and I need something to aim for. I need something that will give me back myself, as it were." Edwina has studied for her diploma in celebrancy and is now a member of the Association of Independent Celebrants. She has described her new career as like coming home. She says, "It's a really exciting time to become a celebrant. It's a bit of beacon through the mist." She recalls her business name, Perfect Moment Ceremonies, was inspired by her friend and favourite smooth jazz guitarist, Peter White's song, Perfect Moment. Edwina is now looking forward to building the business. "I've done a couple of wedding shows. I want to go out and do some talks about celebrancy and weddings," she says. "It's going to be a busy time and it will be a question of balance as well. I'm retired, but now I am going to be busier than ever I was, I hope." As an independent celebrant, Edwina talks to couples a few months ahead of their big day and then writes a bespoke ceremony for them, including everything they would like, such as music and readings. She also has a diploma in psychotherapeutic counselling and believes these skills help her to work closely with her clients. She says she loves looking after couples and making the ceremony special, unique, and exactly how they want it to be. Edwina last featured in Let's Talk in 2006. She was the winner of the English National Age Positive Award 2004 and travelled to London to receive her award from Malcolm Wicks, then Minister for Pensions, and television presenter and journalist Lorraine Kelly. She is just as positive thinking now as she was then. "I think the whole of life is an adventure," she says. "You get the good times, you get the bad times. But I'm very much a person who believes if you're faced with adversity, you can't give in to it. You've got to dust yourself down, look at possibilities." "Every knockdown I've read, I'm pleased to say, has given me new opportunities in another direction, and I would never have dreamt of having, that I would never have dreamt of having. You've got to go look for them. They won't come to you." Edwina has already taken Perfect Moment ceremonies to wedding shows at Dunstan Hall near Norwich and at the Host Arms at Burnham Market in North Norfolk. She says, "I can't believe I'm so excited. It's like for me coming home. This is obviously what I've always meant to be doing." Today, 17 years after she won the English National Age Positive Award, she is still a great believer in the adage, "It's never too late," and is keen to encourage others, whatever their age. Age shouldn't be a barrier to doing what you want to do, because there's a way of doing it and you just need to find that way, she says. Look at the skills you need to gain, look at the skills you've already got, and the experience you've got. Nothing beats life experience, nothing. If you have that experience, good or bad, then you can take that forward and use it. Every experience is a positive experience in that way, I think.
Thank you, Rosemary, and good luck to Edwina.